This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. Dave and I are here to talk about, a subject that's really important to us. Really, someone that we've become big-time fans of because of not just the level of play that he brings out on the court, but his journey, right? And that's a really important factor in the story of Lu Dort. And that's what we love right now. Lu Dort is one of our best players, but Lu Dort has come from really, you know, being passed up by every team in the NBA, not just once, not just twice, but multiple times. And here we are. Lu Dort, in my opinion, is a cornerstone of the team.
Yeah, man. And let me give you a little context to where this conversation came up. I have this obsession to buy the Oklahoma City Thunder jerseys, at least the favorite players of that year. This last year, I bought a sunrise or sunset jersey of Lu Dort, and I was wearing it at my son's event, school event, and I was approached by another Oklahoma City Thunder fan who pretty much kind of was judging where I stood on everything, and it was kind of surprising the way he came at it, and I'm totally cool with it because I was able to have a pretty civil conversation about it. He didn't agree with everything I said, like he shouldn't, and I didn't agree with everything he said, like I shouldn't. But I kind of wanted to share with it because it has a lot to do with what our values are, and I'm going to share with you guys my answer with him, and Mark, I'm sure, is going to have answers to go with that. But this guy, really nice guy, big shout out to him. I'm sure he will never listen to this episode since he does not even know I do a podcast. But he brought up the question of, is this going to be a tank year? He said every year we kind of get a vision or a view of where this team is going. And he said last year he felt it was pretty certain to be a tank year. And he said he thinks he was right. But he asked if this is going to be a tank year. And before I can answer, he says, and I quote, because he feels Oklahoma City fans get a little hyped up with their players, and especially certain players, to think that they're better than they actually are. And he said, I'm paraphrasing this next part because he went on in this long spiel about why he feels Lu Dort is just an average player at best. And that's what kind of irked me. But I kind of was like, you know, I understand where he's coming from. But to me, this is where I want to get to the answer of that in a second. But before I do that, let me go ahead and tell him the answer that I gave about the whole tanking idea. I said, no, this isn't a tank year. This is a planned competitive year. We will make the playoff. We will make a playoff push. But the West this year will be a 14 playoff push team. There's 15 teams in the West, and there's going to be 14 teams competing for the playoffs. Just throwing it down, I feel like Houston's the one team in the West that won't be competing. And then you have Oklahoma City, Minnesota, San Antonio, Sacramento. And yes, this will be kind of a lot of Oklahoma City Thunder fans won't like this. But Clippers, I feel like, is going to be in that push right there. Fact is that Kawhi is not going to be there for most of the year. It's kind of concerning for that group. So I do feel like if we're looking at that group, you're going to see the Clippers trying to push it for that 10th, 9th, 8th, 7th, whatever playoff push in that 14, 5-team playoffs guys that are going to be going for it. So that's going to be interesting to see how that goes. Does that mean that we're going to make the playoffs this year? No. But it does mean we're going to play a lot of meaningful competitive games down the stretch, which is like playoff basketball. Because of the way the new system is, it's going to be like this, where teams are going to be playing playoff basketball. Even if you're ranked 13th, 12th, 13th, 14th, you're going to be playing meaningful games at the end. So are we going to be tanking? Hell no, we're not going to be tanking. This is going to be a great year to watch the basketball games. This is going to be a great year to learn all the guys' names because these guys are going to be here for a while. Which leads me into the second answer to the question that he put out there. Do Oklahoma City Thunder fans overvalue players because they're in love with them? Yes, we all do it. It doesn't matter what fan of what team we are. When we get to know the team in depth, we fall in love with the players. It's something that we all do. It's in our blood system. If you saw the 2008 team, we did the same thing. We got excited and hyped up about the team way before they played any game. So this is the same thing with every sports team, is you start getting hyped up about the young players. Does that mean every young player turns out to be a superstar? Hell no. But it happens. And that's just the way it goes. So when I look at this, do I feel like Luke Dort right now is a superstar level player? No. But he is only 22 years old. That's it. He has a lot of basketball left. Do I feel like he has shown that he can be a superstar in this league? Yes. Do I feel like in 3 or 4 years, we're going to be talking about Luke Dort in a completely different mindset? Yes. Do I feel like Luke Dort is going to be a max player at least one time in his career? A max player, max contract player? Yes. Luke Dort is going to be a phenomenal player for a long time in this league. Defensively, and he has shown the improvements on offensively. So when I said to this guy, are we overvaluing Luke Dort right now? It all depends on how you value present and future. How you value what these guys are going to be like in 3 years, or if you need these guys to be able to play for a playoff push right now. I say the value is in that 3 years. So let's just wait. I'm willing to bet the farm on it, and I know that Luke Dort is going to be one of those great players that we're going to all look back and be like, haha, we got another one. KD, Russ. I mean, we could go down this list of guys that we saw, Harden, Ibaka, that have been drafted by Sam Presti, that to me, this is another one that was a no-brainer that's going to go up there in Sam's greatest hits record. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. You know, when I think about what Luke Dort brings to the table, I think about a player who not just plays great basketball, but brings a lot of professional habits that you want the players on your team to emulate. You're going to have a lot of young players coming up over the years, and you need examples that you want them to follow, and you need more than one. And not everybody will follow that example, but we have established that we believe SGA is that level player. He's a max contract player because of that, in conjunction with the level that he plays on the court. But when you look at what Luke Dort does, he, to me, speaks to also being a max level player. And I get it that right now he isn't, and I wouldn't say that he is. But like you're saying, if you're buying in on the future, which this team is all about, then you have to consider it. He's improved every statistical category year over year. And overall, he's only played 88 games. I don't think that includes the playoff games when you're looking at, I think I'm just looking at the regular season games. So, you know, it's been a few more than that. And if you think about those playoff games, you know, we learned a lot about him. And then he came back improving what was his biggest challenge against the Houston Rockets that first series. You know, he came off the bench. He worked his way into becoming a starter. And I do believe he's worked his way into becoming a cornerstone of this team. What does that mean? Well, to me, that means that you have a player that you can count on, a leader that you can have, you can put young players around and they can turn out well, and someone that you want to invest in. And when you're talking about the NBA, the ultimate sign of respect is money. So when you say, do we have a player that eventually can be a max player, and you believe the answer is yes, I absolutely believe the same thing. So I think it's going to take a little bit of time. It's going to take him continuing to improve. But when you have the skill set he has and you have a desire to work hard and continue and improve, well, it would be a waste of our time to sit here and spend any time trying to put a ceiling on him.
Yeah, man. And I like what you said about the cornerstone right there. And, you know, it's something we brought up a lot in our previous episodes, is talking about our foundation blocks, our foundation blocks, our cornerstones, talking about those guys that are really the big pieces that we need for the future of this team. And we've said it before, we believe that Luke Dort for this team is a cornerstone, is a foundation block. We have said it before, we believe it full-heartedly that he is. And if you look at this team and you look at the leaders of this team and the way that Sam Presti has designed this team to have the leaders that we do have, there's no way that you can't say Luke Dort isn't a leader on this team. And so that's when we have to say, at 22 years old, he is a foundation block to the future. He is a cornerstone block to this team for the future, and that is what makes us excited. Does that mean that Sam Presti isn't going to trade him, or he isn't going to leave on his own will by going out and seeking a max contract some other place? No, it doesn't mean that. But it means right now for this team, the way it's designed, that Luke Dort is a foundation block, because guess what? This team is full of undrafted and second round picks, meaning that each one of them feel that they have an opportunity to make it like Lu Dort has. They all have that faith that Lu Dort has that it makes them special to be able to play in those NBA games. And that is why Lu Dort is not only a leader, he is a foundation block. He is a cornerstone to this team. And that is why Mark and I get passionate about it. When we end up talking about it, it doesn't matter who we're talking about. It doesn't matter if I'm here in Maryland or Mark is in PA. It doesn't matter what we are talking about. We constantly want to make sure that people know what we feel about Lu Dort, Shai, and Isaiah Roby, Bazley, and the list could go on. Giddy, these guys are meaningful to us, and we feel like Sam Presti is not one of those guys that's like, okay, Lu Dort, I can get value for him, so I'm going to take 2 first-rounders for him. No, he wouldn't do that. Why wouldn't he do that? Because Lu Dort is a foundation block to this team. If in 3 years he's looking back and saying, oh man, all I wish I had Lu Dort, well then you did it wrong, because Lu Dort obviously is going to be one of those players that can shoot 35 to 40% from three-point range, averaging 15 points a game, and play completely shut down defense every single day, day in and day out. And I'm telling you, LeBron has made it clear that he feels Lu Dort is one of the top 3 best defenders in the league, and that's saying something, because he's just unbelievably talented and 22 years old. I mean, the sky's the limit, Mark. Really, how can we put a ceiling on this young man at 22?
Yeah, I hope all the people who doubt whether or not he is a max player, or what they say, a cornerstone or whatever, I hope they keep talking. I hope they keep letting their ignorance be shown, because in the end, if they just shut up and watch him play, they're going to all look smart for cheering for him. But if they go around, you know, intentionally trying to divide the fan base by talking about stupid shit, well, they're going to look pretty fucking stupid as he continues to improve. And he's already blown people away, and now they're grasping at straws to try to find ways to talk down what he's been able to do, but he's already blown everybody away. His skill set is elite, and if he gets to the point where he averages 20 points a game with the level of defense he plays, forget about it, man. That guy's a max player. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can bring this year and over the course of his career. This is not just about this year, it's about the long term, and that's the great thing about Lu Dort, is we get to see him for both. So we're excited about that, and we're pumped up about this year. Tomorrow is our second preseason game, and then we've got a couple more after that, and we're getting closer to the regular season. So we're pumped up about that, and we hope you are too, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for joining us, and this episode is brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.